The narrator, a 20-something man called Jack, has a gun in his mouth. Sweat drips off his forehead.
People are always asking me if I know Tyler Durden.
3 minutes. This is it. Ground zero. Would you like to say a few words to mark the occasion?
With a gun barrel between your teeth, you speak only in vowels.
I can't think of anything.
For a second, I totally forget about Tyler's whole controlled demolition thing, and I wonder how clean that gun is.
It's getting exciting now.
That old saying, how you always hurt the one you love? Well, it works both ways. We have front row seats for this theater of mass destruction. The demolitions committee of Project Mayhem wrapped the foundation columns of a dozen buildings with blasting gelatin. In 2 minutes, primary charges will blow base charges, and a few square blocks will be reduced to smoldering rubble. I know this because Tyler knows this.
2.5. Think of everything we've accomplished.
And suddenly, I realize that all of this, the gun, the bombs, the revolution, has got something to do with a girl named Marla Singer.
He's hugged by a man.
Bob. Bob had bitch tits. This was a support group for men with testicular cancer. The big moosey slobbering all over me, that was Bob.
We're still men.
Yes, we're men. Men is what we are.
8 months ago, Bob's testicles were removed, then hormone therapy. He developed bitch tits because his testosterone was too high and his body upped the estrogen. And that was where I fit.
They're gonna have to open up my pecs again and drain the fluid.
Between those huge, sweating tits that hung enormous, the way you'd think of gods as big.
Okay, you cry now.
No, wait, back up. Let me start earlier. For 6 months, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. With insomnia, nothing's real. Everything's far away. Everything's a copy of a copy of a copy.
He stands working at a photocopier in an office.
When deep space exploration ramps up, it'll be the corporations that name everything. The IBM Stellar Sphere. The Microsoft Galaxy. Planet Starbucks.
Gonna need you out of town a little more this week. We got some red flags to cover.
It must have been Tuesday. He was wearing his cornflower blue tie.
You want me to deprioritize my current reports?
Yeah.
Until you advise of a status upgrade?
Make these your primary action items. Here's your flight coupons. Call me from the road if there's any snags.
He was full of pep. Must have had his grande latte enema. Like so many others, I had become a slave to the IKEA nesting instinct.
Yes. I'd like to order the Erica Picari dust ruffles.
If I saw something clever, like a little coffee table in the shape of a yin-yang, I had to have it. The Klipsk personal office unit, the Hovatrek home exerbike, or the Yohannishov sofa with the string green stripe pattern, even the Rizlampa wire lamps of environmentally friendly unbleached paper. I'd flip through catalogs and wonder, what kind of dining set defines me as a person? I had it all. Even the glass dishes with tiny bubbles and imperfections, proof that they were crafted by the honest, simple, hardworking indigenous peoples of wherever.
I was holding.
We used to read pornography. Now it was the Horchow collection.
No, you can't die from insomnia.
What about narcolepsy? I nod off, I wake up in strange places. I have no idea how I got there.
You need to lighten up.
Can you please just give me something?
Red and blue two-and-alls, lipstick red second-alls.
No. You need healthy, natural sleep. Chew some valerian root and get more exercise.
The doctor heads off.
Hey, come on. I'm in pain.
You want to see pain? Swing by First Methodist Tuesday nights. See the guys with testicular cancer. That's pain.
A guy in sunglasses, Tyler, appears subliminally behind the doctor and is gone. Night, Jack walks to the Methodist Hall, goes in and makes his way up the stairs. He arrives in the hall where the testicular cancer support group is taking place.
I always wanted 3 kids. 2 boys and a girl. Mindy wanted 2 girls and a boy. We never could agree on anything. Well, as you know, she had her first child last week. A girl. With her new husband. And thank God, you know, I'm glad for her.
Because she deserves it.
Oh. Everyone, let's thank Thomas for sharing himself with us. Thank you, Thomas. I look around this room and I see a lot of courage, and that gives me strength. We give each other strength. It's time for the one-on-ones. So let's all of us here follow Thomas's good example and really open ourselves up. Did you find a partner?
Tyler appears subliminally again.
And this is how I met the big Moosey. His eyes already shrink-wrapped in tears. Knees together. Those awkward little steps.
Bob comes over to Jack and pulls him up by the hand.
My name is Bob.
Bob.
Bob had been a champion bodybuilder. You know that chest expansion program you see on late-night TV? That was his idea.
I was a juicer. You know, using steroids. Diabinol and Wisterol. Oh, they use that on racehorses, for Christ's sakes. And now I'm bankrupt. I'm divorced. My two grown kids won't even return my phone calls.
Strangers with this kind of honesty make me go a big rubbery one.
He pats Bob on the back.
Go ahead, Cornelius. You can cry.
Jack shakes his head and mouths, I can't. Bob clutches him to his ample bosom, so Jack has a go at crying.
And then, something happened. I let go. Lost in oblivion. Dark and silent and complete. I found freedom. Losing all hope was freedom.
It's okay.
That night, Jack finally sleeps.
Babies don't sleep this well.
He looks at a list of support groups.
I became addicted.
Alcoholics Anonymous, Incest Survivors Group, Overeaters Anonymous. Jack takes the list off the notice board. A leaflet. Tuberculosis, how we can fight it.
If I didn't say anything, people always assume the worst.
Welcome, Travis.
A group hugs him.
They cried harder. Then I cried harder.
In a newspaper, he draws a ring around a schedule of support meetings for various issues from skin cancer to hepatitis.
Now we're going to open the green door, the heart chakra.
I wasn't really dying. I wasn't host to cancer or parasites. I was the warm little center that the life of this world crowded around.
Imagine your pain as a white ball of healing light. It moves over your body, healing you. Now keep this going, remember to breathe, and step forward through the back door of the room. Where does it lead? To your cave. Step forward into your cave. That's right. You're going deeper into your cave, and you're going to find your power animal.
Jack imagines a penguin.
Slide.
The talking penguin slides away out of Jack's imaginary ice cave on its belly. Later, Jack leaves the meeting hall.
Every evening I died, and every evening I was born again, resurrected.
Bob hugs him.
Bob loved me because he thought my testicles were removed too. Being there, pressed against his tits, ready to cry. This was my vacation.
A woman comes into the meeting.
And she ruined everything.
This is cancer, right?
The woman puffs on a cigarette.
This chick, Marla Singer, did not have testicular cancer. She was a liar. She had no diseases at all. I had seen her at Free and Clear, my blood parasites group Thursdays, then at Hope, my bi-monthly sickle cell circle. And again at Seize the Day, my tuberculosis Friday night.
He wears a different name at each meeting.
Marla, the big tourist. Her lie reflected my lie. And suddenly, I felt nothing. I couldn't cry. So once again, I couldn't sleep.
Marla inhales a mouthful of smoke. Jack leaves a meeting hall and sees Marla walking off up the street. Tyler appears subliminally in front of her and is gone.
Next group, after guided meditation, after we open our heart chakras, when it's time to hug. I'm gonna grab that little bitch Marla Singer and scream.
Marla, you liar! You big tourist! I need this! Now get out!
I hadn't slept in 4 days.
Absolutely.
When you have insomnia, you're never really asleep. And you're never really awake.